This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that relates to nuisance properties in certain parts of our state.
Senate Bill 203.
Senate Bill 203 was pre-filed on January 3rd, heard by the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee on March 12th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on April 16th, sent to the executive branch on May 17th, signed into law on July 9th, and took effect on August 28th. During the committee hearing, sponsor, Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis, told the panel her proposal adds to existing state law.
In 2014, we passed Senate Bill 731, which initiated the abilities for neighborhoods to legally deal with nuisance properties. This bill just modifies what we passed. This modifies it in a way where it gives a different single definition of nuisance.
She also says Senate Bill 203 changes the number of days between the time written notice is given and legal action can be taken.
The bill that we passed against, Senate Bill 731, gave them 60 days. What we're doing is we're reducing it to 45 days. This bill also allows any property owner within 1,200 feet of the nuisance property to file for an injunctive relief, including neighborhood organizations.
The definitions of the terms nuisance and neighborhood properties, as they are used in this new law, are modified. Property owners and neighborhood organizations seeking injunctive relief will no longer have to show they are suffering real damages as a result of the nuisance in order to bring such an action. Additionally, this new law allows attorney's fees to be awarded in certain circumstances to the party who brought the action. In addition, Senate Bill 203 only applies to St. Louis City and County, Kansas City, and Independence, something that caught the attention of Senator Eric Burleson of Battlefield, who served on the Missouri Senate Progress and Development Committee.
I have property in Springfield. I don't live in Springfield, but I still own property, and I would stress that I would be much more concerned with this bill if it includes my property in Springfield.
Additionally, the new law modifies a defense available to property owners who are acting in good faith to comply with all orders rather than an order issued by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or the Missouri Attorney General. This new law ends work some Missouri senators have continued to put in since the first legislation on this became law 5 years ago. In the end, 30 Missouri senators would say yes to Senate Bill 203, with two senators voting no. Again, this new law took effect on August 28th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.